Okay, sounds good.
Pahuska head football coach Matt Hennessy with us on our Huskies Coach's Corner. Pahuska improving to 1-1, a 38-6 victory at Oklahoma Union this past Friday. Coach Hennessy, obviously nice to get those kids off the schneid. It's been a long time since the Huskies picked up a victory, and they were able to do so on Friday.
Yeah, we talked about it, after the game. It's been a long time since they won. Our kids got pretty excited. Our fans were excited, running around. They won a dang Super Bowl, and I made a comment to somebody else, act like they never won a game, and I realized they haven't. So not only do we got to teach them, how to play football and what to do once you win and how to win, right? So they fought hard the whole game. They executed pretty well, and the crowd, unbelievable. We had more people than Oklahoma Union did, and stayed into it the whole game, and it was a fun night.
Overall, kind of recap, how did things fall for you on Friday?
We started off fast. We ran the opening kickoff back. Actually got called for a penalty. So I backed it back up to like the 10. But we scored quick, and we executed our two-point conversions well. We were at one point, we were 4-for-4 on two, or 3-for-3, I think, on two-point conversions. Hadn't missed one. And then after that, the first play they had, we caused a fumble and got the fumble. So, and then drove down. Actually, that drive stalled out. But just the momentum early was good. And after the kids executed, I thought, Bryce is getting better at quarterback. He had two interceptions, but those were, balls that he just chunked deep for some reason instead of pulling it down and running. And basically, they turned into an effective punt. But he's getting better at his reads. He's still got to get rid of the ball a little quicker. I thought we caught the ball well. And then the offensive line is getting better as we go. That's our, that's our biggest issue is up front. So, we lost, and he's not bad, but Easton Kirk took a helmet to the back right before halftime. So we just sat it. We were up pretty good at halftime, so we sat him the second half and let some other kids play and thought some guys came in and did a good job. And, defensively, I thought we played real well. We really wanted to make sure we stopped their running game. And, we held them to, under 150 yards, which is always one of our goals. And especially much you run the ball. I mean, they ran the ball 48 times. So the kids read the ball, tackled well. They gave up one pretty long run, but we chased it down. We made the tackle, made them snap it again, ended up stopping. That's one of our big deals. Hey, let's make them snap it again. Let's not just give up runs and quit on the play. Let's keep working till the whistle blows. So overall, it's like any other time. When you go watch film, it's never as good as you thought it was or never bad as you thought it was. So, but, I was proud of the kids' effort. I was happy with the progress we made from the week before, but we still have a long ways to go. I thought our shape definitely played into it. Again, it's nice to play against somebody that's got the same kids you do instead of having twice as many. So, now we're getting into class, all games in our class. It should be pretty similar along the way. So hopefully our shape will play in as we wait for our young kids to grow up.
Pahuska head football coach Matt Hennessy with us. Huskies winning at Oklahoma Union this past Friday, 36-8. They have a game at Woodland coming up this Friday. Coach Hennessy, before we talk about Woodland, you had mentioned Bryce Drummond. A couple interceptions, but you thought he improved. What specifically are you looking for throughout this week and then again on Friday to see him improve upon?
Same thing. His game management, making his reads. When you get a kid that's never really played quarterback before, reads and timing are the biggest thing. He can throw the ball. That's not a problem. He's tough. He can run the ball. He's a big kid. So he's got that stuff down. He knows all the plays. He's smart. But, it's the fact of learning, okay, who am I reading? When you first start playing quarterback and what we're experiencing right now with him, with most young quarterbacks, they want to look at the receiver instead of looking at the defense. You just got to trust where your receiver's going to be, and you got to read the defense. And so that's the biggest thing right now with Coach Spulp is working on with him. And that's what made Mason Fine so effective is he never looked at our receivers. He always knew where everybody was going to be and then read the defenses. And Mason went 40 of 50 this week at North Texas for 455 yards. That's with no interceptions. And that's the big thing. The year I talked to you today, I was talking to Bryce, I said the year Mason had 71 touchdowns and set all the records, that's not what I was most impressed that he only had 6 interceptions. And so that's what, we're talking to Bryce about, no turnovers, taking care of the football, and then just continuing to prove, not getting frustrated. Now he's at a little bit disadvantaged because he also played middle linebacker the whole game, so he doesn't get to come off the field much. So But I'm really happy with his, you know, with his way he's progressing as we go. Hunter Reed stepped up big time on defense again, and then we got Price Perry. We now have a senior. You know, we didn't have a senior on the team, but Price Perry, the kid, going to be a state champion wrestler here. Broke his leg last year, and so this summer he decided he was just going to do wrestling, concentrate on that. And I totally understood, but he came back, you know, right at the start of fall camp. Said, "Hey, I screwed up. I miss it." Well, I've got a rule: if you don't do 90% of summer prize, you don't get to play varsity. So he had a bunch of workouts to make up. So he's been making them up at 6 a.m. every morning. So he got his last one made up Thursday, so he got to play Friday. And he made an immediate impact playing defense then, just his speed and, you know, his strength. So he's going to help us as we go, too. So, again, things are good around here. You know, we've got probably 8 new kids out for football that they're not going to get to play varsity this year, so they didn't do summer pride. But, you know, they're going to help us in the future. And kids are excited, and kids are wanting to play. And so that's kind of the avenue we want to be heading around here.
Bahuska head football coach Matt Hennessy with us, 1-1 after that win against Oklahoma Union last week. You guys were at Woodland on Friday. Woodland 1-1, a win over Sayre, a big time win over Sayre, and a loss to Crescent. What do you know about Woodland?
They're the mirror image of us. I mean, I'm super excited being, you know, defense coordinator with the defense I run. We're getting to play a spread team instead of playing the wing tee again. But you know, Eddie does a great job. When I say the mirror image of us, as far as what they run offensively, defensively, they're going to blitz a lot. Their kids are similar to ours, with the exception of their kids are all older. You know, Eddie's been there longer, so his program's established. He's a great football coach. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but, I mean, I think it's a game that if we'll go compete well and fight the whole game and not make mistakes, and, you know, maybe at the end of the game, a chance to win if we get a few breaks. So, I'm excited about the game. They've got some, you know, they've got a receiver that's a big time D1 receiver. He's probably 6'4". I you know, they don't have height and weight on their roster, but he's a big old kid that makes plays. Their quarterback's a tough kid, plays linebacker also, kind of like Bryce. Tough kid, you know, that does a lot of things. Running back, runs extremely hard. And so, you know, if they play the run well, it's going to be tough to run on them. So we're going to have to find a way to find our open receivers and throw the ball offensively and defensively, just not give up any big plays, and hopefully put some pressure on our quarterback and hopefully make him make a few mistakes and have a few turnovers.
Bahuska head football coach Matt Hennessy, Huskies at Woodland on Friday, 7 o'clock kick right here on 99.1 KPGM. Coach Hennessy, appreciate the time and best of luck on Friday.
Appreciate you.